time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this Monday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Midwest cash hog markets today are expected to be mostly steady to firm, although the full range of calls is for steady to $1 per hundredweight higher. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents higher. Top prices from $40 to $43. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 14th, negotiated line purchases were 20,177. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50.75 to $65, the weighted average $59.94, a gain of $2.34 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.50 to $50.50, and the weighted average was $47.20. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,060. The base price range was $50 to $67.25, the weighted average $64.05, a gain of 72 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.25 to $52.50, and the weighted average was $49.46. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Ed, open weekend for the harvest, wasn't it?
Open weekend indeed, and more open weather this week. There could be a few spotty showers midweek around especially Wednesday night into Thursday, but right now those look to be light. And bottom line is we're looking for a lot of open weather this week, so it should be really good for accomplishing a lot of field work. And we're going to have warmer weather this week as well, so we're going to be back into a scenario where the temperatures will be high enough that the drying rates will be pretty good, and dew point temperatures will creep up into the 50s, but by and large, we're going to have some low afternoon relative humidities, which will be quite good for getting things done out there as we are seeing a rapid harvest clip so far this season, and this week is definitely going to be cooperative in that regard. And some of the maps I look at just show it's going to be mild here through at least a week, so we're going to not really get to any cold weather here or any wet weather of any significance this week. There may be just a few showers in the western Corn Belt here early this week, but they're very spotty. There's some in Minnesota today, but they're mostly in northern Minnesota. There's some in Nebraska, but they're very light as well. So there are a few places that could get a little bit of rain tonight into tomorrow night, and that would be in the northwestern Midwest. And while that could slow the maturations up that way a little bit, we're not looking at any major problems there either. But for Illinois and Indiana and much of Iowa, Ohio, it's all looking good right now. And the warm weather out to the west, it's already warmer out there, and it's starting to push in here as the cold air that was over us over the weekend pushes off to the east. And in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, they're experiencing some warm and at times windy weather. They will have a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across that area tonight through tomorrow. But there won't be significant rainfall in western areas of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. And also some southern areas probably won't get a whole lot of rain, but any little bit will be beneficial for the soil moisture, but of course that would also slow down the wheat seeding as they're in the planting stage out there right now. But I think most producers out there will take any rain they can get, as that will help with the germination once the planting does take place. In the northern plains, a lot of the wheat is gone already, and now there's some seeding of winter wheat up that way. They have very favorable weather for farming activities in the northern plains on into the prairies of Canada. And in the Mississippi Delta, after lots of wet weather last week, with the remnants of that tropical storm moving through there, or actually the remnants of Umberto, the minimal hurricane when it came on shore along the Louisiana-Texas border. It does look like they're going to have some drier and warmer weather this next week to 10 days, so that's going to be ideal for the maturation of the soybeans and, well, any corn they're growing down there. It's not really a good corn growing area, but some tried that this year. But it does look like there's not going to be any tropical weather moving in there very soon. So basically, they're going to have dry weather there for the next week to 10 days, unless something pops up toward the end of that period. But right now, it's looking good for a while. And in South America, there looks like more moisture is pushing into Argentina. So that's been the trend over the last week and a half after very dry weather, causing great concern and maybe some yield reductions in wheat down that way. They are now getting the rain down there on a timely basis, and that's also putting moisture into the fields for this upcoming planting season. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 834 and three quarters, up 5 3/4. Last trade up 24. March 828, unchanged. Last trade up 24.5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 854.5, up 8.5. Last trade up 24. March 859 and three quarters, up 4 3/4. Last trade up 20.25. December corn opened at 348.25, down 3/4. Last trade up 4 3/4. March 365 down 1. Last trade up 4 1/4. July 384.25, down 3/4. Last trade up 5. November beans opened at 963, up 8.25. Last trade up 16.5. New contract highs there. January 976, up 6 3/4. Last trade up 17. July 987 3/4, up 1/4. Last trade up 17.5. October soybean meal opened at 259.90, down 10. Last trade up 450. October soybean oil opened at 39.72, up 20. Last trade up 28. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like wheat is ready to take off again this morning. You just can't kill this wheat, despite technical signs to the contrary, and maybe corn and beans along for the ride today.
Well, and I think in the wheat market, you've got some concern about this Australian estimate that comes out tomorrow that they come in under 20 million metric tons, which the USDA was using 21 in that last report. Plus, you've got Pakistan out here saying they're going to need to import 1 million metric tons of wheat. So there again, demand showing up to the marketplace, and that's exactly what the bulls need. It is getting harder and harder to feed this bull when you get up here at $9, so $8.50 to $9 prices. It's pretty hard to find the buyers to continue to sustain it. But wheat had fallen off a fairly significant amount from the high. You fell probably 60 cents off the high that we put in. So a bounce back should not be surprising, and that's kind of what I think it'll be. I think we're going to have a hard time sustaining it. I also tend to think that our wheat demand is very front-end loaded, with people just stepping in and saying, let's get it bought, I don't care what it takes, let's own it now, and we get past the first of the year, and all of a sudden we find our new demand has really diminished, and this wheat market will start slipping again as we start to look forward to what should be huge acres planted next year.
So the opening off the wheat, what, 16, 17 higher, something like that?
Oh, I think you have to go 20 higher, with odds are that at some point we'll go test the limit higher, 30 cents higher at some point, Dave, would be my thought. I don't know that I'm going to stick with that long term. I still think if you've got new crop wheat out here that you're planting, you need to take a hard look at getting some new crop wheat locked down.
Turn your attention to the beans. It was along for the ride, as well as these concerns about frost. Is there or isn't there?
there was probably some frost. Some areas got down to 28 degrees over the weekend, so there was probably some mild frost that hit up there. My question is whether it did any real damage to the yields. In last week's progress report, you had Minnesota 45% drop in leaves, North Dakota the same at 45%, and South Dakota 42%. Iowa was only 25%, but those states probably jumped 10 to 20% in dropping leaves, so the crop's pretty well mature out there. So I don't think you did a lot of damage to the yields. You might end up with some green beans coming in that'll cause some damage issues as guys bring stuff to the elevator. But overall, I think that your yields are still going to be there. I'm starting to pick up some decent yields out in Iowa. It'll be interesting to see by the end of this week. I think we'll see some beans run over here that'll give us a better handle on what bean yields are going to be.
All right, then, very quickly, your calls for the beans and the corn.
Beans, I'm going to go 15 higher. The corn is going to be 4 to 5 higher. It's certainly a follower of everything else. I think overall farmers need to give a hard look at if they have to move something at harvest time, get your basis locked down, because I think just the sheer velocity of this harvest will force basis levels wider.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.